Adolescence. The word strikes fear in your heart as a parent, but your children can thrive in those turbulent years with your help. Launch Into the Teen Years is the perfect video-based tool to help prepare your son or daughter. Through fun and engaging videos, Focus on the Family experts will address topics vital for having a successful teen experience. Launch Into the Teen Years can help your child to thrive. Get it today at focusonthefamily.com/store. That's focusonthefamily.com/store.
Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
In his seminal book, The Meaning of Marriage, Tim Keller wrote, "Truth without love is harshness. It does give us information, but in a way that we cannot really hear it." That is really an insightful thought. And the Apostle Paul perhaps said the same kind of thing when he wrote that famous love passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have no love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal." And this relates to our parenting. Here's the question. What do our kids hear when we correct or discipline them? Do they hear a loving parent, or do they hear a harsh and bitter taskmaster? I'm John Fuller, along with Danny Huerta. He's a licensed clinical social worker and heads up our parenting department here at Focus on the Family. And today we're continuing a conversation that Jim Daly and I had with Danny and author Jesse Manassian, who offered some tips for speaking the truth in love and ways to strengthen your relationship with your teen.
You know, one of the big issues that can erupt during the teen years is peer pressure. We're touching on that. We're talking about that. What voice do you listen to? Where's your identity? But I think a lot of us parents, it catches us by surprise. Why are my kids gravitating toward these voices when for the last 10, 12 years, I've taught them differently? And it's probably one of those pillow talks that mom and dad have when you go to bed and you're going, "I'm so frustrated, honey." I mean, we have told them time and time again, this is who you need to be. This is how you need to act. And it's not working.
They must be your children.
Yeah. This is your side of the family. But, however that goes down, but there seems to be this frustration in parents that, I mean, they've told them 10,000 times to say please and thank you, and they're still not doing it. Or the peer pressure aspect of that some of their friend groups aren't that healthy. What do we do?
Yeah. We want to step in. It's not a surprise, because Scripture tells us, James 1:14 says that we're tempted, lured, and enticed by our own desires. So clearly there's a desire that is opposing God's desires, and our job and our opportunity is to step into those moments with our kids and to guide them and help them understand where these desires are coming from, but also being able to step in and say, "Hey, I'm worried about you. You're making some decisions that are working completely against you. And so I'm concerned about where this is taking you, what's happening, and I wonder how these guys got a vote. What are you looking for from them that you don't have? What reassurances are you getting from them?" Because really, kids want that reassurance from their peers. They've moved on from parents, and now they're wanting to know, "Am I normal? Am I okay?" Mm-hmm. And that becomes super important, almost to the point of survival for teens.
Danny, let me ask you, because that sounds right. You're a trained counselor, though. I mean, you sound like a counselor.
I know, I'm taking notes over here. Yeah.
But you're saying, "Honey, let me better understand you. Let me see if I hear you correctly." Those are all great cueing examples. Some people can't do that well because they've not been trained in that. Does the parent's guide help a parent in this regard with launching into the teen years?
Very
Does
definitely.
It guide a parent into asking those kinds of good questions?
Yeah, and just to be sure I'm clear on it, their parents are going to be very imperfect. The thing you want to be is be present and be available.
And
that's
ask good questions.
Perfect place to start. And then be curious about where your child is. Not making an assumption that they're doing something wrong because they want to. It's because there's something else driving that. And go there. However you ask the question, go below the surface instead of getting stuck on the behavior.
Let me ask you a delicate question. For the dad, let's talk about dads.
Yeah. They're important.
Well, we can get pretty dogmatic. We can be pretty black and white. Do it because I told you to do it. That kind of attitude doesn't work so well in this discussion. Doesn't work so well ever. So how does a dad who may have that type A personality, that driving black and white thinker, And this can apply to a mom, too. Mm-hmm. But I just envision more dads being like this. How do we ratchet down so that we can actually communicate with our kids and have that relationship that kids can trust and they don't have to be afraid of?
When I talk to dads about this, I think the biggest reminder for them is pressing the pause button and just really pausing for a moment, taking a deep breath and figuring out, what am I trying to do here? Am I trying to control my child? Is this based out of fear? Am I feeling like I'm failing or my child is failing? Or is this an opportunity to teach and develop relationship with a child that's doing this imperfectly, and that's okay? Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity for transformation for me as a dad. And dads will get that. I think what we want is results right away. We right. want to see, hey, this needs to change now. It's an easy solution. You just need to do this and we're good. But the relationship, God set up a relationship in a home to have a tremendous amount of depth, not only for the child, but for the dad as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of transformation available there. So I would say for dads, press pause. Just figure out, okay, what am I trying to do in this moment? What am I so afraid of? And how can I just step into this moment with my child?
Yeah.
It's so important to remember that we are not going to always get it right. There have been so many times when I have felt like a failure and I've had to go back to my kids and say, "That I said that wrong. I did that wrong. I am so sorry. Will you forgive me?" And Danny, those are important things to model for our kids. What advice do you have for the parent who maybe had a blow up with their teen and is thinking, okay, I got a little conviction here. What do I do now?
Well, have self-compassion, right? You're not going to always get it right. And the reality is our teenagers, our kids, push our buttons sometimes. And the wrong emotions flow out through our words or through our actions. And we're humans. Yet in that, we need to come back and be able to ask for forgiveness and repair. The main thing that is important for parents to understand is that our words can be life-giving when they are in a place of repair or when you are correcting a child. You're going to have disagreements with your teenage child. They're trying to form their worldview and their perspective. And in that, make sure you stop and seek God's wisdom in that moment. If you feel that you're about to lose it, stop and pause and ask for God's wisdom so that your heart gets in the right place. You line up your mind with God's will in the moment. Correction's not bad. And that's a conversation we've had in our house.
Yeah.
I'm about to be very life-giving to you right now. And this is out of complete love. And I want life for you.
Yeah.
And that's why I need to correct this right now. It may not feel that way to you right now, but it's the direction you're going is not life-giving to you. So I need to bring my words in as a parent. And we may have conflict, but let's have life in our conflict. We're not destroying each other.
Mm-hmm.
I want life for you, and understand that's where my heart is at.
And you use questions really effectively. What are some questions I could ask my teen if we're starting to kind of get into it?
Well, if I correct, I'll say, what are you hearing me say?
Hmm.
What do you think I'm wanting for you? What am I concerned about? Because I am concerned. What do you think I'm concerned about? And where are you headed with the decision you're making? What made you make that decision? Mm-hmm. I want to understand that because truly it's very important to you. You know it's wrong, yet you're willing to make that decision. Help me understand why.
And if the child doesn't want to engage, take a break, come back to it. What do you think?
Yeah, you step back and you say, let me know when you're ready because I want life for you. Understand that. And I want to have life-giving words, even if they're hard to take. Know that that's my heart. So when you're ready for that, for me to inject life into you, I'll be ready. I'll put whatever down and we'll talk.
That is really good, Danny. Thank you for sharing that perspective. And listen, if you've got preteens or even teens, be sure to check out all the great resources we have for you online at the parenting section for the Focus on the Family website. There is so much there. One item I'm really going to draw your attention to, though, ties right into what we're talking about. It's called Launch into the Teen Years. It's a 6-session video series that you can watch with and discuss with your preteen or early teen, and it covers relationships, social media, identity, sexuality. There's a lot of good stuff here. It'll be a great way for you to forge some life-giving elements to your relationship with your teen. We're making it available, that series, for a gift of $60 to the ministry today. So please, as you can, donate generously, at least a gift of $60 and more if you can. And we'll send that series to you as our way of saying thank you for supporting the ministry of Focus on the Family. And you can sign up to receive a preview of Launch into the Teen Years. We've got details about that as well in the episode notes. Or call 800, the letter A, and the word family. I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Danny Huerta and the entire team, thanks for joining us today for the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
Find fun for your kids just a click away.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
The Adventures in Odyssey Club, where your 8 to 12-year-old can find trusted, faith-building entertainment in a safe online club. It features almost every episode ever, plus special monthly club-only episodes and content, and a Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine subscription. Sign up today. Just go to aioclub.org/radio.